This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk about guilt. Guilt is different. It's similar to shame. Shame comes out of the guilt, I think. One of the best things I've ever heard written about guilt, believe it or not, is a country singer from Texas. Annie and I lived in Texas for 4 years, and I remember hearing about a guy by the name of Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Doesn't it sound Texas? Jimmy Dale? Jimmy Dale Gilmore from Austin. He was a songwriter, musician. Here's his life story. This in a nutshell. I went through a few years of getting lost and more lost. The drugs, the sex, the alcohol. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? That is until you figure in the remorseful hangovers, the depression of the loneliness that is both the cause and the effect of the whole cycle, the whole vicious cycle. I went far enough down to come to this point. He said, I realized I either had to change or die. Anybody ever reached that point? I came to the place in my life where I realized I had to change or die. He said, I caused hurt and sorrow to the people closest to me, living my life with my own gratification as the guiding principle. The old cliche that experience is the best teacher proved itself to me with a vengeance. For some of us, it seems experience is the only teacher. I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn the hard way. People are capable of learning, and learning that I had no wisdom on my own opened the way for me to learn from those who did. I was given a second chance. I found that once I considered empty platitudes are actually descriptions of fact. Jesus said it is better to give than to receive. I know now that to be the case, not necessarily by faith, but by experience. I discovered it, the painful truth. The genuine concern for the welfare of others is the only gateway to real satisfaction for myself. What did Jimmy Dale Gilmore, he's not a theologian, he's not a preacher, he just said, guilt was my bondage for years. That's a word for somebody too. And what did he say? I found out from experience. Ultimately, he found, I think, the answer is Christ. The answer is Christ. Grief can be a form of bondage over a person's life for 18 years or longer. Sheila is from New Hampshire. She writes this story. 4 years ago, I lost my husband of 28 years. I felt that part of me had died, and if it were not for a firm faith in God, I don't think I could have carried on as a single mother through many challenges. There were floods and trees through a roof after a huge storm, other downed trees, children being sick, teens suffering from depression, wandering and rebellion, friends who needed a home and children who needed a dad who could no longer be there. Each and every challenge was difficult, but God sent help and finances as they were needed. God provided when sometimes there did not seem to be a way. I do believe that God created the world, and it's not just formed randomly from a mass explosion. He longs for a relationship with us. He's more interested in people than he is in systems and structure. It is this relationship I have with God that allowed me to continue on. This all happened through prayer, singing praise songs, what we did this morning, and reading the scriptures inspired by God. Every time I felt I couldn't go on, God gave me a friend to help or a word of encouragement from his word or a new job to fit my schedule. All this was possible only because Jesus died on a cross so that I could be forgiven.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.